You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Summer is winding down, and it's time to look ahead for the joys of fall. Coming up Saturday, September 17th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Autumnal Festival at the Illinois State University Horticulture Center. Jessica Chambers, the center's director, says you can count on many traditional fall festival favorites, like the corn maze.
Our theme for the year was our nocturnal garden and discovering the beauty of the night. So we kind of took that theme and then we put that slant of the solar system into our corn maze and into our corn palace. So it's kind of a secret. You got to come out and see.
Okay.
But we try and take the theme and then put it wherever we can within the festival.
Traditionally, you have scarecrows on parade. Are you going to do that again this year?
We sure are. We ask people to either design and make a scarecrow or a fall flower pot. They donate it to the center and then we do a silent auction that day. And so at the end of the day, or at least by 2 o'clock, we know who our silent auction winner is. And then you get to take home the scarecrow or the fall flower container. And I have a couple entries already.
Yes.
That people have told me about. But we have Gord Bailey Lassos the Moon, made by the Tully family. And the Tully family always makes the best. They make great scarecrows. So I think that's for all those It's a Wonderful Life and George Bailey fans.
Uh-huh.
You have to come see this scarecrow. And our stellar volunteer, Kent Seymour, is making Celestial Scream Queen.
The Master Gardeners are going to be there.
Yes, we have a bunch of people coming. We have the Master Gardeners will be doing a demonstration in the Herb Garden, Children's Discovery Museum, Normal Public Library help us with kids' activities. We do kids' activities out there. Aishu Glass House are bringing their students. They've just made a bunch of glass pumpkins. We have the pepper people coming to talk to you about and show you about different types of peppers, especially the very spicy, hot
like a
peppers.
Ghost pepper?
Yeah, yeah, or the Reaper. Or those are like their favorites. They grow them and they'll bring them.
You're really known for your pumpkins at the Horticulture Center. How do we pick a good pumpkin?
I think it really depends on what you like. I prefer the heirlooms and the weird stuff, not just an orange pumpkin. Orange pumpkins are easy to buy and they're easy to carve. But some of the heirlooms and some of the different types of squash that are still carvable and edible, really good for you. They just have so much more character. We have a wonderful crop this year. We have over 85 varieties. We had a really good season. We have a lot of stackables, edibles, and carvables. And so I think if you come out, then we can kind of, share with you, this would be a great carving one. This would be a great eating one. And in many cases, you can do both, with the different types of squash or pumpkin.
You brought up a variety, and I actually took a picture so people can go to the datebook page at WGLT.org and see what we're talking about. Like, there's one in front of me. It's very peachy. And it's beautiful. What is this one?
That one's called Porcelain Doll, and that one's actually a hybrid. It's a newer squash, pretty heavy squash, about medium size, and it's a great one for stacking.
And there's one over here that I guess it's a squash, and it's a dark, gorgeous orange, and it has these green running through it.
Green.
Mottled. Yeah,
yeah,
it's beautiful. What is that?
That one's called Lakota. This one, the seeds came from Mac. Down at the Great Pumpkin Patch, and it is a Native American variety.
Great.
Yeah, and you can steam it, boil it, bake it, or eat it however you want, and it is lovely for decoration.
There's another one here that it's a creamy color that looks like an alien. I just have to be honest, that doesn't even look like a plant. It looks like an alien. What is this one?
This one's Yugoslavian finger fruit or squash. I like it. If you turn it the other way, it looks like a Pac-Man ghost.
It does look like a Pac-Man ghost.
It does, completely. This one's a great one for decorating or for painting. I've seen people carve the center of it and then use it for to hold a dip in it.
Or you could put a candle in it.
You could put a candle in it. You can do a lot of things. But it gets that finger name because there's all these little, what are we going to call those? Those little fingers coming out of the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. But when you turn it over, it's that Pac-Man ghost.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a little Pac-Man ghost. Yeah, that's a fun one to, put some eyes on and use as a decoration, too.
That's Jessica Chambers, director of the Illinois State University Horticulture Center. The Autumnal Festival is September 17th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The center is on Rab Road across from the Corn Crib. I'm Laura Kennedy.